Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. It's Tuesday, May 24th, and we're bringing you real-time news, fresh like live radio, but on demand like podcasts.
Here's the latest.
According to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, 14 children, one teacher, and an 18-year-old suspect are dead after a shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, about 80 miles west of San Antonio. Hospital officials say additional victims are being treated in their emergency department. This is a developing story. Well, the markets are back to normal, which lately means down. After a modest, if short-lived, rebound yesterday, the S&P 500 was back towards bear market territory. A disappointing report on new home sales was responsible for part of the decline, though the NASDAQ took the biggest hit. A lower earnings report from Snap dragged the index down. Snap shares tanked 43%. Meta and Google shares didn't fare any better, down about 7 and 5% respectively.
Well, it's lunchtime here in Georgia on primary day, and no line whatsoever at St. Luke's Episcopal Church.
That is Insider's Warren Rojas. He's covering one of the most closely watched primary GOP races today in Georgia. But in a non-general election year, polls are expectedly sleepy.
Seems to be smooth sailing so far.
Incumbent Governor Brian Kemp is facing off against David Perdue, who's been endorsed by Donald Trump. But polling shows an uphill battle for Perdue, and Warren says even in campaign ads, the Perdue front has been mostly quiet.
It's just been a weird radio silence from him reaching out to Republicans here in the state.
The winner faces off against Democrat Stacey Abrams in November.
In Xinjiang, China, hackers stole a massive cache of photos and documents from police servers, which revealed China's prison-like mass detention systems for Uyghur Muslims. The BBC just published the details in a stunning exposé, calling it the Xinjiang Police Files, and it offers the strongest evidence to date that China is targeting almost any expression of Uyghur identity or Islamic faith.
For some heartless people like my co-host Dave, today is just a Tuesday. But for those who like to feel and cry to great family drama, it's the end of an era. The final episode of This Is Us airs tonight. After six seasons, the Pearsons are saying goodbye. Last week's episode drew over 5 million viewers, and tonight, everyone but Dave will be watching. We love hearing from you, so send us your feedback at therefresh@insider.com. Coming up, we check in on the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial.
The changing world of hybrid work offers new possibilities. WebEx enables them with an open platform and many integrated partners like Envoy, Tandem, and Miro. Powerful partnerships power hybrid work. Visit apphub.webex.com. WebEx, working for everyone.
The U.S. is working on releasing a monkeypox vaccine from its strategic national stockpile, according to the CDC. About 1,000 doses will be given to high-risk people like healthcare workers and anyone who's been exposed. There's also 100 million doses of a smallpox vaccine, which is effective against monkeypox, that could be released if needed. Now, before you panic, the CDC says the risk to the general public is low.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is threatening to impose mandatory water restrictions. The state is in its third year of drought, and January through March were the driest months in a century. Newsom has generally let local water authorities set their own limits, but this year's water consumption has actually surged. Los Angeles has already cut back on the number of days residents can water their lawns.
Major League Baseball is slapping New York Yankees third baseman Josh Donaldson with a one-game suspension following comments he made to Chicago White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson. Anderson, who is black, told reporters that Donaldson kept calling him Jackie.
You know, trying to call me Jackie Robinson. Like, what's up, Jackie? I don't play like that.
White Sox manager Tony La Russa says the comments were racist.
federal agents will be legally required to intervene if they see fellow officers using excessive force. Attorney General Merrick Garland updated the DOJ's use of force policy for the first time in 18 years. Under the new guidance, Garland says agents will be trained to recognize excessive force and how to stop it. It's a major win for police reform activists, but the policy only applies to agencies under the Justice Department, not state or local police. State Farm is backtracking on a program that encouraged employees to donate money to get LGBTQ-themed children's books into schools and libraries. After a leaked internal memo about the program caused some customers to complain, within hours, State Farm's chief diversity officer sent an internal email saying conversations about gender and identity should only happen at home.
It's been a few weeks since we chatted about the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial, but the jury will likely hear closing arguments later this week, Dave.
Yeah, this has been an absolutely wild trial. So we brought in an expert to help us make sense of it all. Insider's Jacob Shamsian.
Yeah, he's been covering the trial since the very beginning, and we caught up with him yesterday.
Jacob says this whirlwind trial that captured the nation now comes down to a jury.
This has become a 6-week trial and it narrows down to 4 sentences. So I honestly, I'm myself having trouble trying to figure out like what the jury is supposed to be even looking for. And when we get the jury instructions at the end of this week, I'm going to be watching that closely because it'll help me figure out what even the jury is supposed to be thinking about.
So let's talk about the social media frenzy that's been surrounding this trial. SNL had a skit making fun of the trial.
Objection! That still wouldn't prove my client is guilty of anything.
That's true, but I'll allow it because it does sound fun, and this trial is for fun.
What?
People on TikTok have just been piling on Amber Heard. What do you make of this reaction?
Honestly, I find it kind of disturbing. First of all, we should clarify, the pile-on is really on one side, right? It's really just Johnny Depp fans piling on to Amber Heard, saying like she's a liar and she's destroyed and destroyed the career of and abused this beloved actor. And I guess if you believe that, then, you know, you can see Amber Heard as a truly evil person. I'd like to think reality isn't that black and white. This is a free country, but I still kind of find the torrents on social media as really disturbing.
It's been so interesting to watch in a time where we're going back and saying, you know, the media treated Britney Spears unfairly and Monica Lewinsky, and we look at all these women and give them compassion, and then we have Amber Heard right now and she's just kind of just being destroyed online, and it's, for me personally, it's been sad to see.
Yeah, I really think this is, you know, I think this is pretty much more comparable to Monica Lewinsky or Britney Spears, in which it's like this very strange moments and reactions, and I do wonder how people will look at back at it in 10 years.
Jacob, listeners might not know this, but Depp sued a British newspaper for libel back in 2020 for calling him a wife beater. Now, winning libel cases is much easier in the UK than in the US, and still a judge ruled against Depp, saying that there was just enough proof that he was indeed abusive and perhaps a wife beater. So how do you think this trial will end in the US?
This case is just so much more sprawling. It's just so much longer. We're here for 6 weeks. We're hearing so much more testimony. A lot of it is the same as what we heard in the UK, but there's just like more. And I think for this, you know, for Johnny Depp, it's also a live streamed. So I think Johnny Depp is trying to really make his case to the fullest extent possible to the public, switch public opinion, how successful he will be. I don't know. Maybe it'll be mixed. You know, obviously he's proving that he has an enormous fan base still.
So it sounds like Johnny Depp is trying to rehabilitate his image through this trial. So win or lose, does the verdict even really matter here?
I still think the verdict matters, right? Not all of America is actually watching this trial live. A lot of people are, you know, just following the news. And I think the verdict story will itself be big. And I think we'll have an impression on people's minds. It's still a very savvy move to make his case to the public. And I think to a degree it will rehabilitate his career. To what degree, you know, it still remains to be seen. But I spoke to one, you know, crisis PR expert who's telling me that, you know, while he won't be in Disney movies anymore, it's unlikely he'll ever, you know, be in a big franchise with that kind of reputation. He can still get more independent roles, which he hasn't really done very much in the past few years. You know, he's still a person who gets butts in seats in movie theaters.
Does Amber Heard come back from this? We talk about Johnny Depp, but what about her?
So it's just kind of a hard question to answer. You know, any casting announcement with her, anytime there's a trailer with her, if she's a movie poster, people are just going to go in the Instagram comments and just like hashtag Amber Turd like over and over again. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a problem. And I would hope that, you know, studios and PR people who would work on those movies will be willing to handle that on her behalf. Like, that's, it'd be absurd if they kind of decide she's too much trouble to work with. But, you know, it's hard to say one way or the other.
Jacob, thanks so much for coming on The Refresh.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Jacob Shamsian is a correspondent covering legal affairs for Insider. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. Talk to you soon.